I'm with two very talented students at College St Charles in Sombrio, and they're going to introduce themselves and tell you why we are interested in talking to them. You?
Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Clémence Levet. I'm 17 years old, and I'm a student in junior year of high school in economic and social sciences at St Charles La Providence.
And you?
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Maël Renaud, and I'm from St. Charles, too. And I'm in scientific 5th grade or 7th grade. And I went to NASA last summer with Clémence.
So why did you, first of all, Clémence, why did you apply to be part of the NASA Space School project?
Well, first of all, space is used by a lot of countries, so it requires agreements and understanding. Astronauts are the ambassadors of their own country, and they also share and demonstrate their skills and abilities. International cooperation has been a guiding philosophy for NASA, and it has never been more important than it is today. So international collaboration is the key for successful space exploration and development. The United Space School was an enjoyable experience to understand the spirit of NASA. Then, one of my other motivations was to enhance my spatial knowledge about spatial innovations, because I really enjoyed reading articles on this topic. And finally, the United Space School has definitely strengthened my linguistic skills, and particularly my capacity to talk about scientific subjects.
Excellent, right. Well, what wonderful motivation for you. And you, Mel?
Well, first of all, I think because I'm simply fascinated by science, by mathematics, and particularly by space. And I heard about this project in St. Charles because I'm here since I'm 10, I think. So I saw it in the papers and the newspapers and something. All the students who went to NASA, and I was like, it was like a dream for me to be part of this project. So when I announced that I was selected for this project, I was so amazed.
Over the moon, we would say.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
literally almost. Yes.
So and I think it was also for me a sort of way to discover my professional and my job, sort of topic where I want to work,
What did you have to do, Thomas, to be accepted?
Well, we both have to do the same thing, so do you want to explain it?
Okay.
Yeah, of course. First of all, we had to do a letter of motivation, both in French and English. And then we had to do a curriculum vitae on what we did. So you want to explain the second
and
part?
And also, the second part was that we had to do some assignments on math, mathematics, like economics, the economic part
or
of NASA.
The law, to study the space law, for example.
It's very rigorous. Could you describe a typical day there?
Well, we would get up at around 6:30.
Yeah, something like that.
A.m. Mm. Like in the morning.
Depends on the
family. And we were in different families there. Mm. And so we would take our breakfast and then go to the university. So it was the University of Houston. Mm. And so we would just gather all together and start the day with a little speech of the man who was the director of the program. And then we would like basically just work on our project, because we were in different teams. So Mel and I were in the goal team. So we were doing work on space laws and also the economic part of the project on Mars. And do you want to explain what we did after?
To summarize, our goal was to manage all the things that was on the ground of the Earth. There was different teams. Well, we are the ground. There was a team who cares about the lunch. There was a team who cares about the, I don't have the words, on the, when you land on Mars.
Right. Oh, just the landing, I would say.
Yeah,
the disembarkation.
Landing. Yeah, that's cool. That's right. And a team who cares about the astronaut team. And something. So we had special goals. We know what we want to do, what we had to do, and that was very, very strict. And that was
a long day.
A long day.
A long day.
Really long
so
day.
You slept well.
That's right.
Not so many hours, but and after kind of school, we would just visit Houston and the museums in the city, and of course the Johnson Space Center. We spent an entire day there.
Yeah.
The other students who were on this course, where did they come from?
All over the world. First, all the countries of the Commonwealth, because we have a very straight links between the Great Britain and the USA about the national program. And then France, Germany, or even Russia, and from countries of the South America also.
Was everything that you did, was it in English? Did you have to use English?
Yes, we did, and all the assignments too. Different from what we did at school, of course, but and the first time we just met everybody else, they were just talking like fluent English because they came from countries where English was the mother tongue. So it was we had to adapt ourselves to when we arrived there.
You had to tune into it.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Tune in, don't you? And
it was extremely interesting just to work together because the NASA project is like teamwork is everything. So we had to share ideas, to compare opinions and to combine efforts to have a final project.
Yeah.
How do you think this experience that you've had, this amazing experience, will be useful in your future?
Well, personally, the United Space School allowed me to consider from a wide angle international affairs, and it is a vested area, a vested interest that I've deepened for years in order to work in French diplomacy. And I do believe, I'm sure it will constitute a great springboard for my future ambitions, for my future projects.
Oh, of course it will, I'm sure. The fact that you've... Do you plan to do?
I think that first I learned a lot by myself, because we did... I know now how can I work and I can be a part of a team. I want to work in that topic and, I think it's my new passion now.
What was particularly special, would you say, about your time? When you came back, what did you want to say to people?
I guess the first thing was the culture fair, because it took place on the first day when we were there. And so every single country had to prepare both a meal that represented their country and also like a dance or song or joke that, was just embodied their country. And so it was extremely like deeply interesting and fascinating to see all those countries together, like just a big melting pot all together, and to discover them like in just one day, like we're doing like a world tour in one day.
Amazing.
That's the goal, because we are going to space. We don't want to be very split. We want a good union in order to made the final conquest space.
Umail, what did you bring back as a particular memory?
I think that the most important thing that I will not forget that is I met very passionate astronauts there. He was so passionate about space, about what he did, that I was like, I want to be like this man. I want to make my life like him and have a work where everything you do is a dream every day.
Truly inspirational person.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, I think you should be immensely proud of yourselves and pat yourself on the back, as we say. And I wish you the very, very best of luck.
Thank you.
In the future. Yeah. And I can only say that your command of English is excellent. And just hang on to that and work at it, because that will take you in the world today so far.
Okay, thank you for receiving us.
Thank you.